welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength coaching and warrior mind training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com, and our world-famous blog is at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Today I want to talk about the mental discipline of focused attention or concentration. There is a study done from Stanford a few years ago, about the habits of high achievers, and one of them was a disciplined mental application. Also, I've talked about this in one of my mental strength tips as the immense capacity for concentration. So what does all this mean? It's the habit of sustaining a long, hard work effort toward a desired end without receiving immediate results. So that's that delayed gratification part of it. It's the ability to see a worthwhile goal through to its completion. And here I would say the key is worthwhile, because a lot of us will start on goals and stop them, and start and stop and start and stop, or get halfway through it and go out and do another goal. Well, there's a reason why we don't get a lot of these things accomplished, and one of them at the superficial level is that it's not worthwhile to us. Yeah, it's nice to have, it's okay, but to have a worthwhile goal, that means that you are going to put all your intention into it. And so I would venture to say that many people who don't achieve their goals don't because they aren't worthwhile enough. They're either so big, so far out there that they know subconsciously that they'll never be able to get it, so why bother trying? Or it's such a menial goal that it won't make a big difference one way or the other. So part of this capacity for concentration and this disciplined mental application is determining a worthwhile goal. Then this also is the patience to build a foundation of success step by step, without giving up because it seems like too much effort. And Seth Godin talks about this in The Dip. There's a process where we all go through towards getting our goals, where we're going to go, we're great, great, great. And then we hit this dip where maybe nothing we do seems like it's getting us closer. We hit a dead end after a dead end after a dead end. And then many of us give up in that dip. And that gets back to a worthwhile goal. So Seth talks about it in his book that when it's a worthwhile goal, so determine beforehand, is this goal worthwhile? Is it going to be really motivating? Are you passionate? Are you compelled? Are you strongly desiring to create this goal? If you are, you will find it in naturally the ability to concentrate solely on that goal. If we get distracted by too many other things, my hypothesis is that it's not a worthwhile goal in the first place. And so this dip, this sustained action, even when things aren't going our way, comes back to a worthwhile goal. And that's part, so, you know, when we have a desire, when we have a focus, it has to begin to what are we focusing on. So before you can even develop a capacity for concentration, we have to determine what we're concentrating on. Is it worthwhile? And those are some of the things that I think I'd like to ask you to review, because we have these lists that come to us, and one of my pet peeves, just as a side note here, is this concept of multitasking. It is, and I wrote a blog post about this, that it's the downfall of modern society. Multitasking does nothing for anybody. You can be busy, but you're not being productive. And anything that has been worthwhile being accomplished has been done with a single point of focus. You cannot point to any big success that said, oh yeah, I did 10 things all at the same time and I did them all great and I accomplished all of them. You look at anything, it's all been with a single point of focus. And then they go to the next one. So this concept of multitasking, writing emails, talking on the phone, doing Twitter and live chats and doing whatever else it is. It's just diffusing the energy. If you look like it as a laser, if we have a certain amount of energy we have to give at any one time, we can either be a floodlight and just diffuse our light all over the place, or we can be a laser and burn a hole through our obstacles to get to our desired goal. So this concept of you know, multitasking, I just ask you to try, I know the word try, but attempt to not multitask. So attempt to stay focused. And we all know what focused means. Well, if we don't, it's an acronym. And it's follow one course until successful. One course. Not three, not four, one. So when you focus, you are following one course until successful. And that one course gets back to a worthwhile goal. And that gets back to asking a question, what do I want? At any juncture in the road when you have a decision to make, I would advise you to ask, what do you want? And what are you going for? So what do you want? And then is task A going to get you closer to it, or is task B going to get you closer to it, or neither? If after answering what do you want, and it's a highly desirable goal, and then you ask yourself, will this get me closer to it or not, then you're able to determine your focus. We sometimes get distracted, especially at work, between tasks that are urgent and tasks that are important. Urgent usually comes from other people. I need this tomorrow. I need this now. I need this here. Whatever it may be, you're getting requests from people, from emails, from friends. Hey, can you get to this to me? Can you get this? And these are all urgent. And we have our lives backwards. We tend to react to the urgent as opposed to the important. And the important is our goals, our life. What's important to us right now? How am I going to get closer to my goal? What do I want? And that is the important stuff. The urgent stuff is busy. The important stuff is productive. And we think that just because we're moving around, we're being productive, when most of the time we're just being busy. And this is where high achievers have this tendency, this habit of long sustained concentration, not for 10 minutes, not for an hour, but for days and weeks on end until the accomplishment of that goal. You can look at it as, I climb mountains, and so I look at it as also climbing a mountain. You have a mountain that's 14,000 feet, 16,000 feet, 18,000 feet. You might start at 5,000, and you start going, and you climb, and you climb, and you climb, and you keep going one foot. You don't take a side path. Oh, let's look it over here and let's go down over here, because then you never get to your goal if you keep doing these side paths. But you have a focused attention of getting up to the top, and you do it, and you know it's going to take you some time, and you just keep doing it, doing it, doing it, and then you get to it, and it's great. That is part of delayed gratification. And for me, when I climb or when I achieve it, it is much more rewarding after putting through a long sustained effort to get to that goal. It is just more gratifying. And so this decision of what do you want will help you with that concentration. And so I ask you, what is a single goal for you right now that would have the biggest impact on your life? What one goal could have the biggest impact on your life? It could be a new career. It could be a new relationship. Whatever it is, but what do you think right now, or what do you feel right now would be the single goal that would make the biggest impact on your life? And I challenge you to just focus on that one goal. What will happen is you will be amazed at how much time frees up when you are focusing just on one goal. So we've heard about a wheel of life, and we've heard about our personal. We should balance out our physical, our mental, our emotional, and spiritual. And everybody says they don't have enough time in the day. That's because everybody's multitasking. They're being busy. They're working on urgent work. They're not working on important, productive work. They're not focusing. Follow one course until successful. So when you pick one goal that's going to make the biggest impact on your life and you focus on that one goal, all this free time is going to be available to you to take care of your personal care, whether that's working out, whether that's changing your diet, whether that's incorporating a spiritual practice, whether that's doing some mental strength work that I recommend. Whatever it is, this is where the time frees up, is when you focus on one goal. And another acronym you can ask as to if you're at a crossroad is, what's important to me now? Use the WIN formula. This comes from a military background, or not my background, but a military phrase, is what's important now? The WIN formula. So when you're sitting at your desk, or you're going to a meeting, or whatever, or you're stuck for what you want to do, is what's important now? And that important, not urgent, that important is leading you towards your goal. So I've thrown out a bunch of acronyms, right? The focus, the WIN formula, the prioritizing of your goals, the delayed gratification. All of these, when you get these into place, miraculously allow you to have this sustained concentration. Because when you're focusing on what you want and you have a deep desire to create it, because it's going to have the biggest impact in your life, and you know what that impact is going to do, you will do the important things instead of the urgent. You will be productive instead of busy. And you will put off the gratification from immediate to delayed. All of these things will start to fall into place naturally. And then when you get to your goal and accomplish it, you're going to be amazed and go, why did I wait so long? What took me so long to get here? Well, it's that multitasking, that when you drop it and focus on one thing, you'll get it done. It's like, you know, we could look at clean up a mess, your garage, your attic, a room, whatever. You can go in and say, okay, you know, I'm going to do a little bit in this room today and a little bit in the next room the next day, and you start to do a little bit in each room. Well, by a month gone by, you have none of it organized. It's all a mess, and you've just been busy. Where if you look at the garage, open the garage door, and go, I'm doing this today. You take all the stuff out, you rearrange it, you throw what you want, you do it, you have focused concentration, you maybe stop for lunch, but then you get it all done on a Saturday, and then you have Sunday all to yourself, as opposed to trying to clean out the garage, clean out the kitchen, clean out this, and you're going on Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. That's just a physical example, a metaphor that you can use for any goals that you have. But it's got to be a worthwhile goal, right? It's got to be desired. So there's ways to prioritize your goals out there. If you'd like, I have a worksheet. Email me. I'll be happy to send you the worksheet on how to prioritize your goals. So the first step here in creating this capacity for immense concentration is the goal worthwhile? Does it compel you? Does it excite you? And one way of determining that is, what is the one goal that you can do now that's going to make the biggest impact on your life? When you determine that, and that comes by asking, what do I want? You prioritize your goal, you focus on it, follow one course until successful. When you come to a crossroad, you ask, what's important now? Important meaning to you, not urgent. So when you're doing the important work, you'll be productive as opposed to busy. You'll have delayed gratification until you get to your goal. And then when you get to your goal, that's the time to party and celebrate and have a great time, and then realize what you did and do it over again. It may only take you 1 month to get the goal, but now you have 11 more months to do other goals. When you focus again, you're going to have all this free time to fill with your desires that you also want to take care of your personal self, right? So if you're not working out, by focusing on one goal, you're going to be able to work out. So I'm going to put some of this stuff up on my blog, some bullet items on there. Again, if you'd like that worksheet on prioritizing your goals, email me. If you would like some help, I offer an introductory consultation for coaching. Please check out my blog. I have that there. It's a full 1-hour session. I can help you with prioritizing your goals, asking you what do you want. That is a huge question. When you can sit down and answer that clearly, what do I want, your life will change around. So there's information on there. I have the mental strength, develop the mental strength of a warrior. I've just come out with a new program, Mental Strength for Athletic Performance. So if you're involved in any type of sport, even if you're a weekend warrior, amateur, semi-pro, pro, great book. It's got 9 audio tracks with it to help you with visualization and other things. It's a great, it's, you can find that off the blog as well. But really, over the next few days, think about, what do I want? Is the goal important enough that you're going to stay with it? What is the one thing that could change your life dramatically for the better? And with that, remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it.